Well, today, as happens on every April 4th, the wreath that hangs on the balcony at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis is changed. That's to mark the anniversary of the 1968 assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. Here now's Alex Ashlock reports.
On this day in 1968, veteran CBS anchor Walter Cronkite had just about finished up his evening news program when he received word that something terrible had happened.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
King was standing on the hotel's second floor balcony with several friends. They were getting ready to go out for dinner when a bullet fired from a boarding house across the street struck him in the face. There's a famous picture, the others on the balcony, pointing to where they thought the bullet had come from. Dr. King had come to Memphis to support black sanitation workers. They had been on strike since mid-February that year. Faith Morris remembers. She was born in Memphis. Today she works at the National Civil Rights Museum at the Lorraine Motel.
The sanitation workers were trying to organize, trying to unionize. They were fighting against pretty abysmal conditions, life-threatening conditions, poor wages, you know, just all down the line, no equality whatsoever among the races.
That included the fact that the black garbage men weren't even allowed to ride in the cab of the garbage trucks. That was reserved for white workers only. In fact, before the strike started, two black workers were killed when they sought shelter in the back of their truck with the garbage, and the compressor was accidentally triggered. Stories that reflect the struggle fill the exhibit halls at the National Civil Rights Museum. It starts with slavery, moves through the Civil War and Reconstruction, Jim Crow and the seminal events of the movement, Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott, the Freedom Rides, Selma and Bloody Sunday, the Poor People's Campaign. The tour ends at the balcony, King's room preserved behind a clear plastic barrier, just as it was when he shut the door that April evening. Bed sheets must, unfinished cups of coffee. Faith Morris was in grade school when the civil rights leader was murdered.
As a little girl, I saw what it did to our city. Most of us were just trying to understand why something so horrific had happened to a man who was here to do a really good thing.
On the day I visited the Lorraine Motel and the museum, there were children and school groups strolling through the exhibits. And I also met another visitor, Jack Washington, an African-American from Chicago.
It was quite eye-opening for me. It was quite a realization of seeing and knowing the things that we basically have taken for granted. And actually, if he wasn't part of the struggle back in the day, which I am older than, I'm 65 years old, so this was part of my era. And it just kind of brought to life some of the things that I wasn't aware of and can appreciate where I am today.
Do you remember the assassination?
That I do very well.
What did it mean to see the space where it actually happened?
It was just kind of emotional. It was just kind of touching that to see where everything culminated in this particular spot.
The night before King was killed, he spoke at a church in Memphis. What he said that night stands in stark reflection today. But it was something he often spoke publicly about, his own mortality.
Like anybody, I would like to live. A long life, longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
According to biographer Taylor Branch, right before he was shot, King spoke to a musician who was going to perform at a service they would both attend that evening. "Make sure you play Take My Hand, Precious Lord in the meeting tonight," King said. That was his favorite hymn. He had often invited gospel singer Mahalia Jackson to sing it at civil rights rallies to inspire crowds. She sang it for him one more time at his funeral to try to soothe the mourners.
Gracious Lord, take my hand.
For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.
Lead me on. Let me stand.
You're listening to Here and Now.